It's time for us to talk with one of the members of the Washington State Senate. Today we are going to talk with the House Republican, or with the Senate Republican leader, and that is John Braun from the 20th District. Senator Braun from Centralia, his district represents parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark County. Senator Braun, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it. Do we have you, Senator Braun?
I'm here.
All right, fantastic. Thanks for joining us on the program. So first thing we want to jump into is the governor did make it official today. He signed the bill passed through both chambers that would put a delay on the collection of the tax for the long-term health care plan. Where do you see today's signing kind of in the in the full spectrum of things? I know it's not for you, it's probably not a completed effort until this bill is gone, but is this a positive movement, and where do you think things are going to go from here?
Well, yeah, absolutely it's positive. It keeps protects the people of the state of Washington, employers who had some frankly confusing guidance towards the end of last year on whether they should or should not collect the tax. So now it's very clear. And set this up for what I think ultimately is the right answer, which is to repeal the entire program, really rethink how we plan for and pay for long-term care, and come up with a better plan. I mean, that's the challenge with this entire thing has been, hey, it's a real problem. Somebody had an idea to fix it, not a bad idea, but the numbers simply don't work. And the people of the state of Washington are not pleased with how the numbers worked out. It's time to back up, rethink, and repeal it and start over. But, as I said, a delay is a step in the right direction.
And Senator Greg Neft with you. I just listened to Governor Inslee's press conference. I'm not sure if you had a chance to do the same. And his big thing was that it's fixed. Those were his words. It's fixed. It's done. We've done it. We've made it better. It's all good now. Everything is all okay. And he essentially gave no regard to any further even changes to it. He says it's a done deal. Don't ask me again. Thoughts?
Well, Governor Inslee is certainly a skilled politician, and that's exactly what that is. That's all politics. He's trying to put it away. Don't look over here, you know, citizens. Don't forget about this during 2022, when we have an election. That's what that's all about. But the reality is, and it's well documented by comments from the majority parties on the floor as they backed up on a policy they thought that they frankly screwed up 3 years ago, and said we got to delay this so we can fix it. Now, in fairness, they did pass a fix bill yesterday also, but it was, you know, anyone you talk to in the majority will tell you that does not address some of the key problems. For instance, it doesn't address portability. To, you know, under the current bill, it comes back in 18 months and you still could pay into this for 40 years, retire to somewhere else and not get a single dime.
And he in his, just listening to him in his news conference, I'll go back to that because that's where the reporter's question came about, and that's where he issued his response to. He didn't just seem to, he did slam the door shut on anything further with this. How confident are you that you can get it repealed?
Well, I frankly think, I can't promote to initiatives on legislative time, of course, but I think that there are people out there that are anxious to put it in front of the voters, and I think the voters are enormously unhappy with this, you know, across the political spectrum. So the governor may want it a certain way, but the reality is I don't see any way it survives like it is. And as I said, I don't think it should survive at all. I think we got to go back to the drawing board and start over.
We're talking with Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader from the 20th Legislative District, here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 at KONA. Senator Braun, another program that was passed by the legislature back in 2017, in fact, it was passed in 2017, wasn't really implemented until 2020 because there was 3 years given to collect the funds to enable the program to work, and that is the Paid Family Leave Act, which we have found out recently doesn't have any money left. And this is a fund that is under ESD. Big question is, in less time than it took to collect the money is gone. Or at least that's what we understand, is that the fund has been depleted. So let me ask you, Senator, Is there any evidence that money that was earmarked or supposed to be towards the Family Leave Act was victimized by the Nigerian Prince scheme that hit ESD?
I know of no such evidence. I mean, I mean, ESD has had some, you know, significant shortcomings over the last 2 years, and the where they failed, utterly failed, frankly, in the management of unemployment insurance. They have had other challenges with this program as well. As you may remember, when it was first introduced, there were long, long delays in folks getting approved to take this leave. They've started to clean up on that, but I don't know of any evidence that they lost money. The bottom line is the program, as originally developed in 2017, was a benefit, but it was not a over the top benefit. It was a basic benefit, and in the intervening years, the majorities have added some stuff to it that has added cost. At the bottom line, and then frankly, the projections on how it would be used weren't all that accurate. So you have a couple of real problems with this program in the near future. They may, and understand this program is different, for instance, than our pension programs, or even we talked recently about long-term care, where the idea is to build up a bunch of money over time, and then that money pays out a benefit at some future date. Paid family leave is different. It really is a pay-as-you-go program with the payroll taxes from employees and the tax to the employers paying the bill as it goes. And it just, if you look at the they got this, you may have seen it. I don't know if it was at the governor's press conference, but this this peak and troughs in the funding for that program. And it's pretty clear out through the end of the year that the troughs get too deep. They just can't recover and potentially can't pay the benefits in later parts of this year.
So
this is a real problem. We're working to solve it. The original proposal made by the majority actually made it worse. And we've turned that around to its better. We passed out of Commerce and Labor yesterday to Ways and Means. There's still more work to do here. Finally, I think the majorities recognize this is a serious problem. It needs a serious answer.
Now, Senator Braun, there's only one tax that's collected that has a dedicated fund that it goes into. And correct me if I'm wrong, it's the gas tax. And that, I believe, is the 18th Amendment that keeps that money specifically for certain uses. It seems that every time a new program comes in or something new is put forward, there doesn't seem to be a willingness to take that same step to make sure that the money that's being put aside for a certain program is guaranteed to be a part of that program. Is that something that could be a potential fix to these issues? And if so, why is it that the majority party doesn't seem to want to include that in its legislation?
Well, let me be clear on this. There's different levels of what you just described. So what you described for gas tax, that's protected by the 18th Amendment. It is constitutionally no other way to use that money except for transportation. When you talk about, for instance, unemployment insurance or paid family leave, those are separate accounts. They're separated from the general fund. And in the case of unemployment insurance, there's very limited ability to sweep that money for other uses, and that, to my knowledge, hasn't been done in recent years. The real problem there is with fraud and mismanagement. For the paid family leave, I don't think, to my knowledge, same thing. I don't think the issue is the money's being used somewhere else. The issue is, it's a management issue at ESD and a planning issue for the folks that added more benefits to this program without thinking through what that does to the cost. This is an ongoing problem here in Olympia. Everybody wants to come and add more stuff, but they don't want to think about how it's going to be paid for, and doesn't work long term. If you don't make the numbers work, it won't work long term. It's why the trouble we're having with the long term care, it's the trouble we're having with paid family leave. Stuff's not free. It's as simple as that.
And did the paid family leave percentage just increase for 2022 coming out of paychecks?
Yes, it did. Absolutely. And that's part of the problem. One thing people are fairly upset about that is they were promised a bill of goods for one price. Now all of a sudden the price has gone up and nobody's ever happy about that.
We're talking with Senator John Braun. He is the Senate Republican leader from the 20th District here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA.
And Senator Greg Neft again. going back to the governor's press conference, it's almost like a gift that keeps on giving. Let's talk a little bit about what he said in response to a reporter who we're going to hear from, who asked about the ending of the possible end to his executive powers. There's a bill that's going to get a hearing tomorrow that would really curb his executive powers. He essentially shrugged his shoulders, gave a meh, and said that he is just not excited about it, and then noted that he's been working with the legislature all during this time. First of all, could you respond to his statement that he's been working with the legislature all this time?
Well, that's code for the governor. What he means when he says he's working with the legislators, that he's talking to the Democratic majorities. He very rarely takes the time to talk to anybody other than the folks who already agree with him. That's how he defines working with the legislature. In spite of his long history of service in a legislative body, he is really not that keen on the legislative process.
Now, Senator Braun, one of those bills tomorrow morning, 10:30, is going to be a hearing. I believe it's Senate Bill 5909 that was proposed by a member of the majority party that I believe would put an impingement on the emergency powers out of session, not in session. And then there's a House bill that will be heard on Monday that would actually make it a 60-day end regardless of the governor's emergency powers and would need legislative oversight to reapprove. Talk to us about the Senate bill first, your thoughts on that, and of those two pieces of legislation dealing with the emergency powers, which one do you think would have a greater impact?
Well, good news is the majorities have finally recognized the people of Washington want some reform to the emergency powers. So that's a little small baby step. The bad news is the bill that has been proposed in the Senate does almost nothing. All it does is say, if all four legislative leaders, presumably at the direction of their caucuses, agree to end the emergency, they can do that. That's like the weakest possible oversight by the legislature on emergency powers. It takes one. So at the very least, I would think it should be a majority, not everybody, but more effectively, two things that are more effective. One, I think the House got it right, as you described it. If it ends unless they continue it, I think is a better way to think about it. And then the other thing is, neither of these bills really get about after what I think is the core problem, which is providing some legislative oversight on the proclamations the governor makes prohibit certain activities. So, the proclamations he makes under current law, they go 30 days, and then the legislature has to weigh in. And we did weigh in, and those were modified over time, reasonably so. The ones that just say you can't do this, or that people are so upset about in some cases, there is no legislative oversight. That's where the real shortfall is, and neither one of the proposals addressed that at all. So I think they both fall short. The House version is clearly much better, but it still falls short. But like I said, it's a step. Hopefully, the majority will work in good faith with us to negotiate something that truly balances the between the legislative and the executive branch during a long-term emergency.
Senator Braun, let's talk a little bit about the bodies of water bills that you guys are working on. Talk to us about the issues that are arising and also the challenges that you're having.
So I think what you're referring to is the riparian setback bills, and I should know the numbers off the top of my head, but I'm drawing a blank. But there's two, one in the House, one in the Senate. They're exactly the same bills. They are governor request bills, and they were extraordinarily poorly worked. Literally no stakeholder outreach ahead of time. And these are bills that have huge impact, not only on ag, where you could see loss of as much of a third of the arable lands in the state of Washington. Imagine what that does to our agricultural industry. Just devastates it. It also affects, folks around the state who just happen to have a small creek in their backyard. This is a misguided attempt to get after, again, it's a real problem. If the governor comes and says, hey, we want to work on salmon restoration, we want to work on habitat, we want to work on stream flows, that's all stuff I think we want to work on, but that's not what we get. We just get this arbitrary, blunt instrument that does enormous damage to the state of Washington. I think folks have recognized these bills were not well done, not well worked, and I think they're likely dead for the session. But this is something we got to keep our eye on, because This is the way the governor views things. He is indifferent to the impact on average Washingtonians around the state with some of this proposed legislation.
Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader from the 20th Legislative District out of Centralia. We appreciate your time this afternoon, sir. Thank you very much for joining us. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.